south and east probably, they all probably tie the boat up to the landing too.
Yeah. They? Or, well, generally they don't even do that. They just get a tree, tie it up to a tree.
Yeah.
What do you call that insect that you find around water? The one that has the long thin, here I go again, long thin tail and two sets of wings. Maybe you'll land on the end of your rod.
Oh, flycatcher.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, are flycatchers and snakebit the
same thing? Dragonfly as well.
Is that the same as a flycatcher?
I always thought it was. I don't know. Flycatcher is a bird.
Oh.
Dragonfly. Dragonfly is a
bird. Mm-hmm. That's
all we used to call them, dragonflies. They were dragonflies to you too, huh? You ever hear those called snake feeders or snake divers?
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
How about
snake feeders too?
Let's see. Tom told me he called them mosquito hawks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Well, this surprised me. I thought mosquito hawk. That's an interesting
heard that one.
I was watching them one day. There was a bunch of mosquitoes flying around my head. And one of these would come along, there'd be a little black spot where there was a mosquito, and he'd fly up to it and stop and go away, and the black spot would be gone.
Oh, uh-huh. They really catch mosquitoes.
Evidently he was getting them on the wing. Good trick.
Yeah.
I'm raising them. What do you call that insect that, you find around the meadows on a warm summer night, that flashes a light?
We call them lightning bugs.
I certainly like to watch those.
They're amazing, right?
I know the weather's warm when I see them. And that insect that'll burrow under your skin and make the red spot?
Chiggers.
Yeah. And what does that red spot do?
It itches.
Do you have stinging insects here?
Yes.
What kinds?
Ants, particularly. Or they're an insect, I guess.
I laughed because we had a hill of red ants out behind the house, and my daughter a couple of years ago would go out there, and she took great delight in picking them up.
Oh.
But she picked them up so their pinchers would only reach her fingernail, and they couldn't get her. And she did this all summer. She'd bring them around, and I was dreadfully afraid that she'd get bitten. Nothing happened, but in September she got it once.
Oh.
And she hasn't touched him since. I told you your dad. I knew if I waited long enough I'd get to say I told you so. That'll get you to listen to your daddy.
Yeah. You play with him enough, eventually won't get you.
Yeah. But she was quite skillful. All the kids around there were. This was some sort of a favorite sport. We got rid of the anthill because the family moved in next door, and I had a little bitty boy, and he was still in diapers, and he got out there and sat down.
Oh, goodness.
And he hollered, and I ran out and brushed him off, and then we put chlorine and deodorant on it.
One of my brothers, or I won, sat down in that hill.
Boy, it's a dismal sensation. I don't know about sitting on it, but I know about having it in a sock.
They make some people sick.
Yeah.
Just a little single bite that you use.
Now, they'll bite Jeff, and you can put a dab of Clorox on, and that's all there is to it. But boy, they don't eat them that way with Marsha. They'll really hurt her.
Huh. They bother me.
Our guy's sister, a bite like that does, too. They just make her sick.
Mm-hmm. I had some allergy tests run last fall, and in the summer I was having a dismal time. I'd go out, and as soon as I got out in the country someplace, the pines would get me, and my eyes would run, and I just didn't have any energy, and I could hardly move. And I took some antihistamine pills, and these seemed to do the job, but then I went to my doctor, and he referred me to another one, and he said, have some allergy tests run. This sounded like sissy stuff. And again, I thought it would probably be frightfully expensive, but they said it was $15, so I gave it a $20. They went through 73 injections of stuff. Each one of these was different.